Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. I can't get no
satisfaction. I can't get Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Sabar is here. Jeffrey is a longtime 16-plus year member of our Brain Trust, one of the greatest copywriters of all time. Right, Jeff?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. If Jim said it,
of
it
all
must be
time,
true.
Across the galaxy.
Across
That's
the
what
galaxy.
You do a lot of these days, right? A lot of copywriting and custom
Custom
content.
Media and collateral, exactly.
Yeah.
Gotwords.com is the place to go check it out.
Okay. All right. So, folks, I encourage you to let him know if we need something. As you know, I mean, and let me say this. Not only is he my friend, not only is he on my show on a regular basis, but I use him in my stuff. I mean, I collaborate with him and corroborate and everything else there, don't we, Jeff?
So, there you go. Absolutely. And I appreciate the efforts.
Yeah,
I appreciate the outreach.
He's the best, folks, so check it out. Gotwords.com, is that right?
That's the site, absolutely.
All right, so...
Well, if they forget that, JeffSabar.com always works.
Yeah, Jeff Sabar, Z-B-A-R. So, Jeff, I've got a... My phone is about a year old. It's an S4, a Galaxy S4. I like the Droids because the reason I like Droids better than Apple is because it gives you more control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a control freak anyway. So as you know, the Droid gives you more options to make adjustments. The Apple just wants you to have what they want you to have. But should I upgrade after a year is the S5? That much better than the S. I guess there's a 6 out now, right?
There's for the Apple. There's a 6S that's out. It's one of the newer phones on
right.
their
That's
on
the
their,
iPhone.
Their evolution. And
is the Galaxy out with the S6 or?
I have not tracked that.
You're an iPhone guy, right?
I'm an iPhone guy, yeah. And you know I'm pretty much about to change out of that. So.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for some of the reasons you discussed, and then also some of the other reasons of price, and as you said, you know, you're cornered into a product that look, Android, which is Google, was designed, look, they have their claws into so many parts of our lives and industry, et cetera, that I'm not looking at them as being some, you know, friendly organization out on the landscape. They have their interests as well,
right.
But they do give you options, and they are more open source, and they do play across, multiple platforms that if you're trying to be interconnected in the work and the way you live, Android is a great
well,
solution.
Well, the thing I like about them is every program, there's an options button on the left side of the pad there where every program, if you click that option button, it gives you options, adjustment
right.
options.
Right.
There's no option button like that on an iPhone.
No, there isn't. And options, you know, options.
Now let me say this.
Yeah.
I know people who don't know options from options, right?
Right.
And so they don't need a Galaxy.
Right.
An iPhone's perfect for them because they're not gonna get into the I mean, I'm not a geek, but I'm almost a geek, and
mm-hmm.
so I mean, I've been. I guess you could say I'm a geek, in some ways. But I mean, there are people who. Are the opposite of that. They don't. They were great with an iPhone. Obviously,
right.
A few hundred zillion people are right.
Right. Right. And well, look at if you look at Apple's reports for the past quarter and the past year. When you talk of a few hundred gazillion people, I mean, their biggest market is China, and they're all
mm-hmm.
Sucking up their phones and their products. But
yep.
But the issue is, do those few hundred gazillion people, if they buy the phone now, do they need another one in a year? And
mm-hmm.
it's kind of what you were saying. And
mm-hmm.
and a reviewer, a gentleman named Walt Mossberg, did a review of the new
yep.
iPhone 6S, old Walt. He's got some stories to tell. But he made a mention recently, did a review of the success, and what I was enamored with was some of the new things that they have. But really, what really struck out is here's a phone that's almost $700 for a phone. Okay, for a phone that you know, now that it's online, the most previous version, the most recent version before that, will drop in price. And his review spoke of things that it's evolutionary, it's not revolutionary, is the way he put it. You know, the camera is improved.
There's no killer app in the new model.
I'm sorry?
There's no new killer app in the new model.
Well, he was saying that the camera is good, it's better. But he really liked the camera in the previous version. Mm-hmm. I mean, how good does good have to be? If good enough is an enemy of sorts, how good does better have to be before you say, look, that's a lot of money to spend. I can spend that money in better place. I can spend it on people. I can spend it on software that I need. I can spend it on gas to go meet more clients, even though gas is about $2 a gallon. You know, I mean, there's places you can be spending money and investing your time that's behind this technology, because all of this is going to require a new learning curve. And look, the geeks, the people who are a step beyond you and me and truly love the technology, they'll stand in line for a 6S to get it and be,
for my whole career, I've always been one generation. I've always bought one generation behind the brand new one.
Right.
Always.
And there's no reason. And as these phones get, certainly when the iPhone came out, when one came out, number one, that was pretty revolutionary.
That was almost a killer app, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. That was different. Now we're talking about whether you get 16 pixels on the camera or 18 pixels. Hey, Jeff,
right.
I got to wrap it up. Gotwords.com?
That's the place to catch it.
Jeff Zabar, ZBAR.com. Jeffrey, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Jim, it's great. Thanks for having me.
Good job, Jeff. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.